Peter in 1 Peter 2 and 2 wrote that as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And it's through the study of God's word that we start to grow, that we start to mature as Christians. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews 5 and 12 admonishes his listeners. He says there, he writes, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food." So we need to grow and to mature, get off the milk and get on solid food if we're going to be pleasing to God. And God also expects Christians to know. Certainly to know His Word. Paul wrote to Romans in Romans 6 and 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, him being Christ, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. And we should also know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to God's purpose, Romans 8 and 28. And Christians are to know that he that endures till the end will be saved. These are the words of Jesus in Matthew 24 and verse 13. And we know that no matter what troubles we face in this life, that the reward we see, that we're going to receive, is going to far outweigh anything that we go through here. God also expects the Christian to go. In Mark chapter 5, we read of the man that that was possessed by demons. Jesus had cast him out and into the swine. And the man wanted to go with Jesus. But instead, Jesus told him in verse 19, he said, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you." And we see in the following verse that the man did just as Christ had told him. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, which is very familiar verses to us, Christ says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned." So whether we go halfway around the world or whether we go to our neighbor next door, we should tell the great things that the Lord has done for us. Another thing that he expects of his children is that he expects us to sow the word. And we're all familiar with the parable of Jesus in Mark chapter 4. Sower sowed the seed. Some of the seed fell on rocky ground, some on thorny ground, and some of it fell on or fell by the wayside. And these seeds did not mature. They sprouted up, but they didn't mature. But then some of the seed fell on the good ground. And it took root and it flourished. So it's for us to sow the seed on whatever ground that we have available to us. And God will give an increase as he sees fit. Another thing he expects of us is that we glow and we show our light. We're supposed to be the personification of God, of God's word. Jesus in Matthew 5 and 16 said there, says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." When we're seen by those in the world, that they should see something special, something different from the rest of the world. If we're down and out all the time, no one's going to want to have any part of our lifestyle. But if we're dedicated, then we're going to let the light shine. And again, Jesus speaks in Luke 8 and 16. He says, "No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a basket, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light." So this is just a few things that God expects of us. But the first thing that we must do, of course, if we haven't, is we have to obey the plan of salvation that's afforded to us through the blood of Christ. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. that's our lesson for tonight. We ask if anyone has any need that we come forward and just